If you are doing the reading lesson now, open your reading booklet to Unit 16. In number 1, be careful of the sound of the letter G. Read number 1.
Göra.
Try to read number 2.
Kom.
Number 3.
Kul.
Listen and repeat number 4.
Kära. Kära.
As you've learned, in Swedish, the vowels E, I, Y, dotted A, and dotted O are called soft vowels. When the letter K is followed by a soft vowel, it makes a soft sound, like the letters SH in shop. Try to read number 5.
Köpa.
Read number 6.
Köpare. Köpare.
The vowels A, O, U, and ringed A are called hard vowels. A K before a hard vowel has the same hard sound as in English. Read number 7.
Kan.
The Swedish I can make several sounds. In number 8, it makes a sound similar to English. Try to read number 8.
Min.
In number 9, the I makes an E sound. Try to read number 9, which is stressed on the second syllable. Remember the sound of the K before a soft vowel.
Kemi.
In number 10, the I makes a shorter sound, like the I in the word tin. Try to read number 10.
Kind. Kind.
In number 11, the K precedes a hard vowel. Read number 11.
Kol.
Now listen and repeat number 12.
Kjol. Kjol.
In Swedish, the letter combinations KJ and TJ make the same SH sound as before a soft vowel. Try to read number 13.
Tjugo.
Read number 14.
Tjock.
Now try number 15, which is similar to English.
Camping.
Number 16.
Curry.
As in English, when the C is followed by the soft vowels E, I, and Y, it sounds like the C in city. With this in mind, read numbers 17 through 19.
Centrum.
18. The stress is as in English.
Cigarette.
19.
Cykla.
Try to read number 20.
Jag kan köpa en kjol. Jag kan köpa en kjol.
This is the end of Unit 16 and the end of today's lesson. PIMSLR courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2011 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording, copyright 2011 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.